arriving gate 7.
Max, why does Professor Whittaker have to transmit his rocket fuel formula to the American scientists verbally?
Because, 99, the formula is so vital that the British refuse to have it transmitted any other way. There's absolutely nothing on paper. It's all in Professor Whittaker's hands.
I bet there are a lot of countries that would like to get hold of the rocket fuel formula.
You bet your sweet life there are. China, Russia, Uruguay.
Max, Uruguay doesn't have any rockets.
Of course they don't have any rockets, 99, but if they ever get some, they'll have the fuel for them.
The chief says that British intelligence has assigned an agent named Alex Chain to protect the professor, and that the mission is considered so vital that he's listed as expendable.
Flight 704 from London now arriving at...
That's their flight, Max.
Flight 704 from London now arriving at...
They're supposed to meet us here, weren't they?
Yes, they said they would be here.
Yes, well, I hope it.
Professor Whittaker?
Yes.
I'm Maxwell Smart.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? This is Agent 99.
So nice to meet you. And this is Mr. Chain.
How do you do?
How do you do? Now, Professor Whittaker, if you'll be kind enough to come with us.
Yes, of course.
Professor Whittaker, phone call.
Excuse me, please.
Professor Whittaker, phone call.
Excuse me.
Max, look!
Thing for me, you were in there.
I've been in here for 72 hours without a break.
72 hours? You must be starved.
No, but I'm dying for a smoke.
Max, at this moment, America's greatest scientists are on their way here to meet with Professor Whittaker.
Will our top scientist, Professor Einstock, be here?
Well, I had to pull a lot of strings, but I finally convinced his employer that it was essential to the security of our nation.
Who does he work for, Chief?
The Wattel Toy Company. Max, the meeting is going to be held here in this office tomorrow morning. In the meantime, to ensure Professor Whittaker's safety, I want him to stay at your apartment tonight.
Oh, not my apartment again, Chief. I'm getting complaints from the landlord about the gun battles in the hall and the bombs in the lobby and the knife fights in the elevator.
Oh, when you rent an apartment to a secret agent, you better expect those things.
But, Chief, he doesn't know I'm a secret agent.
Well, then how do you explain people attacking you and shooting at you?
When I told him I work for the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
Max, a hotel is too vulnerable. It has to be your apartment with all those secret security devices and protective weapons. It's the only place where the professor will be really safe. Now, Max, I want you to use all anti-kidnapping measures.
Kidnapping? But they tried to kill him at the airport.
No, Max, those were not conventional bullets they used. They used tranquilizer pellets. They intended to kidnap the professor. Max, Whittaker and Chain are outside waiting for you. I want you to take them to your apartment. Now, remember, Chaos is expert in the art of kidnapping.
I know, Chief. Do you remember the time that Chaos kidnapped Agent 95? They tortured him for 30 days. By the time we rescued him, he was a total loss. Why, he was ranting and raving. You couldn't understand a word he said.
Whatever happened to Agent 95?
He went into politics.
Gentlemen. Professor Whittaker has arrived safely because of the blundering of Agent Sidney here. The rest of you have never seen pictures of Professor Whittaker. I want you to examine these photographs and burn his face into your mind. Now, these are pictures of Alex Chain, British Secret Service agent assigned to guard the professor. Remember his face also. Now, before we continue with the business at hand, Agent Sidney here will give us the Chaos Financial Report.
For the fiscal year just ended, Chaos Incorporated showed a gross income of $980 million, which, after taxes, left us a net income of $980 million.
Figures speak for themselves. We've had a lousy year. Our stock is dropping rapidly. It hasn't been this low since the day Hitler died.
We must kidnap Professor Whittaker and make him divulge the secret rocket formula and sell it on the open market.
Otherwise, there'll be no Christmas bonus come Mussolini's birthday.
Now, if you happen to find yourself looking down the barrel of a Chaos revolver, you merely ask for a last drink.
Oh, nobody could refuse a chap a request like that.
Now, when you release the handle on this soda siphon, it triggers that wall lamp over there. Watch. It never misses.
Yes, yes, yes. Dastardly clever.
Brilliant.
Why, sorry, sir. Are you all right, Professor?
Yes. But don't worry about me. Go ahead and answer the phone.
But the phone isn't ringing.
It isn't? Oh. Well, perhaps they'll call back later.
Now, Professor, this is an extremely clever device in case you're taken by surprise. You merely reach over and press one of these buttons.
Oh, what's it do?
Well, it releases a net from the ceiling that falls and traps your assailant.
Oh, how ingenious. Is it this button here?
No, it is not that button there. It's this button here. Now, I must warn you, Professor, never, never at any time sit in this chair.
Well, why not?
Because there is a revolver concealed in the arm of this chair. And when you sit on the cushions, it releases the trigger mechanism. Anybody standing in front of this chair will be killed instantly.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad you told me, Mr. Smart. Is there anything else we should be acquainted with?
Yes, there's one more thing, Professor. Come with me. An invisible shield. A ceiling-to-floor, wall-to-wall plastic shield. Bulletproof, airtight, and completely invisible.
Well, where is it? How does it work?
It's really quite simple, Professor. It works when I sit on the edge of the desk like this. I have just lowered the invisible shield. Now, nobody on that side of the room can reach us. Bullets, poison gas, nothing that Chaos can dream up can reach us.
Why, you can't even see a reflection or a glare.
Yes, I know, Professor. But believe me, the invisible shield is right behind you.
Who moved the desk?
I must personally congratulate your control scientists for creating such brilliant methods of protection.
Well, thank you very much, Professor. That's very kind of you. It's quite a compliment.
Yes, yes. Well, with such devices and you and Mr. Chain to guard me, my life is 100% safe.
You're very kind, sir.
Oh, dear. Well, would you believe 90%?
Professor Whittaker is sound asleep.
Good. Well, I hope this won't be too uncomfortable for you.
Oh, don't give it a thought.
What are you doing?
Standard procedures in cases of joint security. One of us gets up, he'll wake the other one up.
But as I remember this, you're supposed to tie one end of this to the professor.
I know that chain, but I didn't have a piece of string long enough.
Gentlemen, the door. There's somebody at the door. Gentlemen, there's somebody at the door. Get him.
There's somebody at the window. Well, then who's this? It's the professor. Sorry about that, professor.
Takes care of our late visitor.
Yes. Good shooting, Professor.
Oh, well, thank you. From hunting grouse, you know.
Well, now that they've tried and failed, I guess we can all go back to bed and get a good night's sleep, undisturbed.
You're underestimating the enemy, my friend. Chaos never gives up.
I give up.
This just hasn't been your day, has it, Sidney? So why do I allow you to remain with Chaos? I give you opportunity after opportunity, and yet you keep failing. So why do I keep giving you another chance? Sidney, tell me why.
I don't know, Uncle Boris.
Sidney, pass me the boom boom box. Good, Sidney. Very good. You see, when you put your mind to it, you can do something. Gentlemen, I have placed a bomb in the living room of the apartment that will kill Agents Smart and Chain.
But Professor Whittaker, he'll be killed and we'll lose the formula.
The professor is asleep in the upstairs bedroom. He'll be safe from the blast. The bomb is remotely controlled from this box. When I press that button, the bomb is activated to explode at 12 o'clock midnight. Exactly 5 minutes from now.
Put this alarm clock someplace. The ticking is keeping me awake.
Smart, that clock isn't ticking. It's an electric alarm clock.
Oh, then it's probably a bomb.
A bomb? Get hold of everything that ticks and throw it out the window. Smart.
What are you doing? That was no clock, that was a priceless vase.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, old man.
I say, what's going on here?
Well, it's nothing, Professor. Chaos just planted a bomb in my apartment.
Shh. Please.
Our watches, quick. Get rid of your wristwatches.
Oh, yes.
Throw it.
Yeah.
Shh.
It's still here.
It's coming from the desk.
It's coming from the desk.
It's coming from the desk.
It's dumbing from the cask.
It's dumbing from the cask? What are you talking about?
Shh.
The bomb must be planted somewhere in the desk.
Now, let's see. Wait a minute. That pack of cigarettes, I've never seen that before. That's not even my brand.
Well, it's not my brand either.
And I smoke a pipe.
Well, then Chaos must have disguised the bomb as a pack of cigarettes. Why, there's no telling how long it's been here.
It could go off any second. I'd better get...
Don't touch it! Don't you know that anything that portable could go off with the slightest movement?
I'll get a pail of water and we'll submerge it.
Good. Now, Professor, look, I want you to stand right over here. Now, I'm going to lower the invisible shield. That way, if the bomb goes off, you'll be safe.
Yes, yes.
Just don't sit there. Come on. Be careful.
Easy does it now. In a moment, we should have ourselves an ineffective time bomb.
or a pack of soggy cigarettes.
Oh, good show, Smart. Good show.
What kind of a crazy bomb is that? It likes water.
Well, get it out, it might explode any minute.
Have you ever dismantled one of these things?
No, but I once saw one of our agents do it. He was awarded a medal by the Queen. Posthumously, of course.
Yes. Well, I've got some tools here someplace. We're going to have to take a chance and dismantle this ourselves. Now, I want you to get a pencil and paper and write down everything I do. In case anything goes wrong, the chief will want a complete report.
Right.
Let's see here. I'm ready to start.
He's ready to start.
Uh-huh. Look at this chain. It has a hair trigger release and a delayed action circuit.
Hair trigger release, delayed action circuit. Mind if I smoke?
Are you kidding? Do you know how dangerous that could be?
Oh, it's all right. I don't inhale.
Chain, look. There's the automatic timer. It's set to go off at 12 midnight.
Well, it's almost that now. We've only a few seconds left.
Wait a minute now. Easy does it. I've got the detonator wire right here. In my hand.
The detonator wire must have pulled out when it fell on the floor. Oh, Smart, that was a close one.
Hello.
Max, I was just about to leave the office. How's everything going there?
Well, Chief, we just had a close one. Chaos tried to get rid of Chain and me by planting a bomb.
What?
It's okay, Chief. We dismantled it.
Well, what about Professor Whittaker? Is he all right?
He's perfectly okay, Chief. You want to talk to him?
Yes.
Professor Whittaker, the chief wants to talk to you. Chief, I wonder if you could call back in a little while. Professor Whittaker is sleeping.
We have failed again. At this very moment, Professor Whittaker is at control headquarters transmitting the rocket fuel formula to those U.S. scientists. It is now too late for kidnapping. If we can't have the formula, nobody else will. Professor Whittaker must be killed.
Well, we can't get in the control headquarters to kill him.
Then we must find a way to draw him out of the building before he completes the transmission. But how? How? Does anybody here have an answer?
What would make him walk out of a meeting such importance?
Sidney. Sidney, I ask for an answer, not a question. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Doesn't the professor have a niece attending a private school in New England?
Yes, he does.
Well, that gentleman is our answer.
Fine job, Max. Another few hours and our scientists will have the last of the rocket fuel formula.
Chief, have all of these men been checked out?
Max, these are the most distinguished minds in our defense department. They've devoted their lives to their country. Each one has the Nobel Prize and the Distinguished Service Medal, and each is a special advisor to the President of the United States.
I know that, 99, but can they be trusted?
Chief.
What is it, Larry?
I'm sorry to disturb you, but I think this is important.
What is it?
Some message from the professor.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, Professor. This wire just came. It's from your niece.
Oh, Cynthia, is she all right?
Oh, yes, she's fine, but there's an urgency involved. I thought you ought to see it right away.
Oh, thank you.
What is it, Chief?
The professor's niece is leaving school and eloping to Mexico. She's changing planes here at the Washington Airport and wants her uncle to meet her. She'll only have a few minutes.
Just like her mother, beautiful but headstrong. Strange she never mentioned anyone in her letters.
Professor, under the circumstances, I'm afraid I can't let you go.
Oh, but I must. The duty of a guardian sometimes exceeds the duty of a scientist.
If I could send Chain or Smart.
No. This is something a girl would only discuss with her family. I am sorry, but I must go. Excuse me, please.
No, Chain, you stay here. Max, you and 99 go to the airport with the professor, and be careful.
Don't worry, Chief. We'll be all right. Chief, I still don't trust these men. I'm going to station a couple of extra guards outside the door. I want to make sure that the secret formula doesn't leave this room.
All right, Max.
It's just not like Cynthia to do something like this.
You don't think it's some kind of chaos plot, do you, Max?
No, I don't, 99. But just to make sure, I better contact Agent 13.
Right.
Oh, hi, 86. What's up?
Professor Whitaker's niece is due to arrive any minute, so keep your eyes open.
Right.
And by the way, as long as I'm here, let me have a pack of cigarettes.
Well, king size or regular?
Regular.
Filter or non-filter?
Filter.
Mentholated or plain?
Plain.
Domestic or imported?
Forget it. I broke the habit.
Flight 93 from Boston. Now arriving, gate 7.
That's her flight.
It is.
Is that her?
Huh? I believe so.
Uncle Harold.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Cynthia, my dear.
Him in time.
I see.
It wasn't your fault, Max.
Thank you for calling me. You can breathe easier. He responded to the surgery. He's going to live.
Oh, that's wonderful news, Chief.
But you don't understand, Chief. He was my assignment and I failed.
You didn't fail, Max. Come with me.
And so you see, gentlemen, utilizing the general concept of the third dimension carried to the fourth power, we find that mx squared minus g2 over the speed of light gives us the equivalent of the m5 quotient.
So, Whitaker taught Chain the formula just in case.
No, Max, Whitaker never knew the formula.
But I don't understand, Chief. He was a scientist.
No, 99. Chain is a scientist. Whitaker was the agent, the expendable agent.
But, Chief, that's impossible. Chain looks like an agent. Whitaker looks like a scientist.
That's what gave British intelligence the idea of switching their roles to make Whitaker the target.
And it worked.
So that's why Chain was such an unreliable agent, and why Whitaker was such a terrific shot.
Yes, I'm sorry we couldn't let you in on the plan, Max, but they felt the fewer who knew it, the better.
Well, I don't know, Chief. I don't understand how British intelligence could take such a foolish chance.
What foolish chance?
Well, how could they believe that Chaos would be stupid enough to think that a bumbling idiot like Chain could be a secret agent?
Well, let's just say they've gotten used to the idea, Max.
Thank you.